This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan studios to great radio stations all across America, including across the Caribbean. And let's not forget about the fact many, many, many people listening to us around the world right now at the speed of the Internet. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping to keep us free and safe. And to everybody who's out there working tonight on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, and a special shout-out to all those snowplow drivers and those sander trucks across the middle part of America and the east coast of the United States and the lee shore of Lake Ontario and Lake Erie. Thank you for what you're doing to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for more stuff. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. All right, joining us right now, Frank Silvato, the host of the Underground USA podcast. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Time for the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag, of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's start with a little Trey Gowdy stuff, because it seems that Mr. James Comey jumped up on his bandwagon yesterday, and he just felt so bad about the fact that he had done what he had done, and he was just so sorry. He was wrong in defending the Russian investigations, FISA warrant process, and Trey Gowdy turned around, and guess what? He said, and I quote, "It's too bad he's not in prison uniform."
Hey, dear, he should be. Gowdy's correct. This is nothing that we haven't been seeing for ever since Comey's report came out, that the guy was crooked, that the thing is politically influenced, that he betrayed his station at the FBI and his career for that matter. Trey Gowdy's saying what everybody's been saying all along, has been paying attention, that Comey's report isn't worth what it was written on.
No, and he's dirty. The guy is dirty, okay? You can't tell me he didn't know what was going on by his underlings, because that all went up the chain of command, and it even went beyond Comey.
Yeah, I mean, this is a systemic problem in the FBI and the Justice Department and especially the State Department about politicalization. That's what this is. We've seen departments and agencies over the years, and hyperdrived during the Clinton year and the Obama years, of these agencies and departments becoming filled with political creatures that were placed by people who were taking political opportunity of station. Again, you've heard me say this quite a bit lately. We've been duped into believing that the execution of politics is government, And this is one of those components, placing political operatives in places where public servants should be. You know, and you're going to hear me say it a lot more, because these places should have been, they should have been cleaned from top to bottom when Trump came to office.
Yep.
Should have been the first stop after the inauguration. Instead of the balls, he should have stopped at those two departments, thanked everybody for their service, and made everybody retire.
Yeah, you're right, because we know what was done. We were told that people were being embedded in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And this is what's happened. You've got people who will skew investigations, who will slow walk investigations,
yep.
who will lie for political purposes, and the only people who are being served in this are politicians, political operatives, and special interests, not the people.
Now, I'll go along with what the president said yesterday. He said that in a tweet, he said, wow, he's only doing so now, admitting that he was wrong. He's only doing so now because he got caught red-handed. He was actually caught a long time ago.
Absolutely, and this is a very Janus-faced response by Mr. Comey. He wants to pretend that he's being contrite, that there's no consequences to his actions, that an apology will take care of all the damage that's been done. Absolutely not. And you know, we are now looking to the Attorney General to make sure that people pay a price for this stuff. Comey's got to wear orange, just like Trey Gowdy said.
He's not the only one, though. I think they're going to start with Lisa Page. And by the way, I hope she's got really good security, because you know, with her singing like a canary right now, that she is going to be the first one that might have an accident.
If they can get the Jeffrey Epstein, who by all practical purposes wasn't going to sing because he had a lot to lose too.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine what they will do to somebody who is singing.
Yep, you've got Lisa Page, Peter Strzok being quiet. Some of the other folks McCabe has kind of disappeared from sight. But this Lisa Page is making a lot of noise right now. And by the way, there's some reports out there that she talks about how the Department of Justice ordered this investigation follow-up and all that, or to stop investigating the Clintons. There we go. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast. When we come back, it's Adam Schiff time. Don't go anywhere. It's about to get real.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I am too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my very good friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan, MossNissan.com. That's MAUSNissan.com, the website. You can go there, check them out online, find out all the vehicles they have to offer for sale. And by the way, if you're thinking about buying a certified pre-owned vehicle, well, it doesn't get any better than Moss Certified, because Moss Care for the vehicle, free tire changes, free oil changes for the vehicle. And anybody now can afford to buy a new or certified pre-owned vehicle at Moss Nissan or Moss Acura. They are wheeler dealing like it's going out of style right now. So stop by one of their locations, US 19 and 54 in Newport Richey, Crystal River on US 19, the Moss Wholesale to the Public store in Homosassa Springs on US 19, all certified pre-owned vehicles there. And in North Tampa, Moss Nissan and Moss Acura at 11001 North Florida Avenue. Two great dealerships to serve you. Let Moss put you in a new or newer vehicle today. Consider a certified pre-owned because they've got some beauties. I know. I've got one. And they can also repair the ride you're riding in with some of the best auto repair facilities across Tampa Bay. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to save even more money on your deal. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan at MossNissan.com. All right, there he is, Frank Silvallo, managing editor. No, he's not either. He said, the host of the Underground USA pod. Boy, 19 years of doing that. Old habits die hard. But here's one for you. How about the letter Devin Nunes put public yesterday, destroying, absolutely destroying Adam Schiff, saying, you need to go to rehab for lying and admit you have a problem. You are desperately in need of rehabilitation.
Well, I agree. Think about where he comes from, though. I mean, this is...
Los Angeles, California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a product of his environment. He comes from the Hollywood set. Those are his supporters.
Yep.
And in Hollywood, people make their livings out of pretending that they're something that they're not.
Yep.
You know, so out in Hollywood, if you play a cop on TV, then obviously you know about the law. Or if you play a lawyer, you know about the law. If you play an athlete, then you are an athlete. If you, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
You know what's dangerous that I just came to mind? Let's say you're playing a part of a firefighter. You're playing a part of a firefighter medic or what we call a fire medic. That's dangerous because people could die as a result of that when you start tinkering around with stuff that you have no idea about.
Any first responder, hell, any lawyer there. You're a Hollywood lawyer, you start giving legal advice, people can lose their liberties.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, we've moved into this realm of the progressive where because they feel something, it must be so. And it's bled over into the facts. If you believe a fact as a fact, then it must be so. So the real facts, the reality be damned, it's how you feel the facts should be. And that's the way Schiff is executing his office. He feels that the truth is what he wants it to be. The facts be damned. Well, this is one of the reasons why if we're going to go through with this impeachment thing in the House, we need to have a trial in the Senate because we need to excoriate the people who have manufactured their own facts.
Mm-hmm. And a special shout out to my buddy George from Bikers for 45 and Tammy. They were up there in Bushnell at the National Cemetery putting the wreaths out on the graves of the soldiers that are buried there. And to the group down in Sarasota National Cemetery, too. And all around the country over the weekend. Fantastic job done by Wreaths Across America. And we appreciate everything they did. Now, Adam Schiff said, had I known about the FISA abuse, I would have called out the FBI. He said that on Fox News Sunday. Really?
Well, this was coming from the same guy who said he had no contact with the whistleblower, but his staff met with him, you know, before this whole thing. Again, who is he going to call? Comey?
Yeah.
The guy who apologized for executing the abuse? Who is he going to call? Is he going to call Peter Strzok?
Yeah.
who is he going to call?
He's going to call Lisa Page.
Yeah. There has to be a willing suspension of disbelief in order to swallow that as a fact. Again, he's playing a role, but he's bought into the role. You know, he does have a problem with the truth. He's disillusioned. He wants to believe what he wants to believe, but people, we can't believe anything this guy says.
Well, no, because
to borrow a phrase from what he did during his hearings, I don't recognize him.
No, and he also said impeachment will not be a failure if Donald Trump is acquitted by the Senate.
Well, impeachment, people need to understand the full process of impeachment. If the House votes to impeach and he goes to trial, then he was impeached. Clinton was impeached. He just wasn't convicted and removed from office, so that impeachment didn't stick. But he was impeached. So if they vote to impeach him in the House and it goes to trial in the Senate, then he was impeached. So technically Schiff is right, but it holds no worth. Because the president's not removed. The trial proves whether he's innocent or guilty of the impeachment charge. You know, so Schiff can get on his soapbox and talk all he wants. Once the House votes on this, then it's out of their hands and they've got nothing to say about it anymore. The only other words that Adam Schiff will have to say in the process of the trial is when he's called as a witness for manufacturing evidence.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about Lindsey Graham, who has revealed his plan for impeachment once it reaches the Senate? He says it will die quickly. He is planning on bringing about a vote right off the bat to acquit the president.
Now, there's a danger to that, because if they open up the trial, if they open up with a vote to acquit or a vote not to hear, not to pursue a trial, then you are playing into the Democrats' hands. They want to be able to say everything is corrupt, that this was all politically motivated, and flip it from what we already understand.
Well, it was politically motivated by them.
By them.
Yeah.
But if we don't hold, but if they vote to impeach and there's no trial, they're going to be able to say, we were politically motivated in defending Trump in the Senate and he should have been impeached. And that rallies their troops for 2020. If in fact it comes to the Senate, have the trial. Go ahead and expose them for the liars that they are. Go ahead and expose them for manufacturing evidence and educate the public on what the criteria is for high crimes and misdemeanors, for obstruction of justice, and for abuse of power, so that the people can go, you know what? The abuse of power happened by the Democrats in the House.
Yep. Now,
you know, that's going to do more for bringing our country together and dismantling the progressive stranglehold of the Democratic Party than just dismissing this trial.
Now, as of this morning, there are four Democratic congressional members who have either said they're going to vote against the impeachment or that they are changing party affiliation, one to Republican, one to independent, another to independent, and the other is just going to not vote for the impeachment proceeding. And then these independents are going to caucus, if you will, with the Republicans as independents.
No, and that's why I say let's wait for this vote, because I believe the number is 16 Democrats who are in districts that Trump won during the last election. They understand what's in the wind here. If they vote to impeach, and we've seen President Trump's approval ratings amongst his base,
50%.
It's not waned. In fact, it's grown.
Well, wait
when
a minute.
You go into
go ahead. I'm sorry.
When you go into the Republican polling numbers, he's still at 88%.
That's right. And the overall rating is at 50%.
You know, so if they're reading the tea leaves, they realize that a vote for impeachment is not going
to
help us.
Let's go real quick to a caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's a backgammon ball.
Make it real quick.
All right. I just want to say one thing. I agree with Ron Edwards. It would be a total mistake not to have that trial.
Ron Edwards, you got Frank Silvato here.
Frank Silvato.
All right, thanks. Okay, got to let you go because we're running out of time. Well, you know, you don't sound like Ron. You don't sound at all like that guy. By the way, George is agreeing with you, too.
Great company, man.
Yep.
You know, yeah, we have to have the trial. If they're going to do this, use it as the pulpit that we could use it as to educate, inform the American people, and take it directly to the political players here and show the country that they did it for political opportunistic purposes and slam dunk them so they lose their next election.
Okay, we will see you on Friday morning, and I guarantee you we'll still be talking about this. All right, Frank Silvato, and don't forget, Underground USA Podcast. Go over to Facebook, you'll find him over there. I'll be right back. Patrick Hyland coming up.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump continuing his attacks on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for not yet sending the two articles of impeachment passed in the House over to the Senate. The president on Twitter accusing Pelosi of trying to take over the Senate. The president tweeting, "The witch hunt must end now," capital letters, with a trial in the Senate, or let her default and lose. Lawmakers still remain at an impasse over the form of the trial by the Republican-controlled Senate. President Trump will be in Florida at his home, Mar-a-Lago, in West Palm Beach for the 2 weeks over Christmas and New Year's with his family. North Korea appears to be at it again as nuclear talks have stalled, the regime's rhetoric increasing, saying it has a Christmas gift for the U.S. This warning putting military leaders in the United States and South Korea on high alert. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Is an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And that's our buddy Donna Fiducia up there with her husband Don up in Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us on 1330 WLBB, our affiliate up there. And that's up the road just a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Appreciate all you guys and gals serving there. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Patrick Hyland, brought to you by Only Eyes Optical. Because Only Eyes Optical is the place to go if you need a new pair of eyeglasses, especially if you're from Charlotte, Manatee, or Sarasota counties. If you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, listen up. Because you will get a discount on your eyeglasses from a veteran-owned business, because Only Eyes Optical and Diana Reason, the licensed optician, are a veteran-owned business. Now, would you like some personal attention without all the hype that comes with your eyes? It comes to your eyes and from the big box stores when they, you know, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and all that stuff? Well, they'll take good care of you there. They got a great solution at Only Eyes Optical and Boutique, located at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. You can give them a call at 941-444-7984 to schedule an appointment. They have an optometrist on staff, and they'll take care of all your eyeglass needs and meet or beat any advertised price. Just bring the ad along with you from the big box store and give them a chance to show you what they can do. Now, Stop by, say hello, because Only Eyes Optical at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Don't forget their phone number again, 941-444-7984. And make sure you tell her the captain sent you, Only Eyes Optical, where I've been getting my eyeglasses, and they do a great, great, great job. She helped me out right off the bat. I was having some problems with the other place that I was going to, and guess what? I'm glad I made the switch. All right, Patrick Hyland, host of the Sports Zone on Sunday mornings, heard on one of our affiliates, well, on the same station I'm at here. But I'll tell you what, Mr. Patrick Hyland, we had us a couple of big football games yesterday, and the one that caught my attention was the one in Kansas City.
Yes, yes, indeed. They came to play. KC, snowing and cold and everything, but they shut the Broncos down. They won that game 23-3, just a smart, well-managed football game by the Kansas City Chiefs, and they're looking like they can be for real in the playoffs. They're going to be somebody to be reckoned with in the playoffs. And the Houston Texans nipped the Tennessee Titans in Tennessee to take the lead in that division. So we're going to see if the Houston Texans and the KC and the Sunshine Band Chiefs can make something happen, to say the least, Captain. So,
well,
I'm looking forward to that.
Next week, the Texans play the Bucks, right?
That is correct. It's going to be a Saturday game at 1 o'clock.
And that's in Tampa, is it?
That is correct. That's in Tampa.
And the other thing is the Jameis Winston saga continues, because all he needs is about 500 yards to become the leading all-time passer in NFL history. Right now he's number three for the season. Right?
Yeah. Well, he'll be the number one passer for one season. So, yes, if he continues, he will eclipse that record of Marino and Favre for the season. But he has a long way to go to catch their career records. But, no, he's had a very up-and-down, interesting year. The game has changed, Captain, and I want the audience to understand that nowadays you throw the ball 40 or 50 times. Back in their days, you throw it 30 or 40 times. So you're throwing the ball more. The rules have encompassed to allow the offensive line to practically hold, and the defense has to rush straight up. And you better not look at the wide receiver funny, or you're going to get pass interference. So they made it more of an offensive game in today's era than they did in the past.
Well, I saw some penalties. I saw some illegal procedure penalties yesterday for a twitch. A twitch.
Yeah, well, they're going to
offensive line.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, because you're making, when you do that, you're forcing the defense lineman to jump offside. So you got to call it on somebody. You can't call it on the defense. I go off of your movement or off the ball's movement. So that's why that's going to be called every time, unless it's missed. That's going to happen also, Captain. But no, I just, it's funny. You know what the biggest statistic is, Captain? W's and championships. Until that occurs, I think a quarterback doesn't make his way. And that's just, that'll never change. But anyway, we'll talk about some more of the other games. The Green Bay Packers 21, Bears 13. That makes the Packers stay at top of their division. But guess what? Minnesota came to play yesterday, and they won like they were supposed to. So with Minnesota beating the Chargers 39-10, they're just, you know, right there on the heels of the Green Bay Packers. And then a very strange upset late in the afternoon, Captain, talking about Georgia folks. Atlanta Falcons go out to San Fran and win the game 29-22, Captain. That changes the complexion of, they beat New Orleans last week in a thriller, 48-45. Now we'll see if New Orleans wins tonight, and then that division is going to be tied again. So, and then for a lot of people across the country, love the Dallas Cowboys. They won 44-21 over the Rams. So they're top of the
NFL. And how about those Buffalo Bills?
Buddy, last night they came through, 117-10.
They came to play. They came to play in Pittsburgh.
Hey, they picked the QB off four times. They put pressure on them all day. The Bills have a very good game plan every week to win. They just have to manage the game. They need a little bit more offense, Captain, just a little bit. They can get another field goal or touchdown per game. They have a shot to do some damage in the playoffs, but it's going to be a tough haul.
Well, they're 10-4 right now. They haven't won 10 games since Wade Phillips was a head coach back in, what, 99?
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while. It's nice to see Singletary is looking good. Like, playing very good football, and Frank Gore's a good added addition as a relief back, an older statesman there, showing the kid the ropes, and they're reminding me of the Jim Kelly Thurman Thomas days. So we're going to see what they can do and what they can do to make it happen. I'm looking forward to it, to say the least, Captain. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, as you were saying, Dennis Winston had a great game. They won 38-17. The Browns, total disarray, Captain. They go off to Arizona and lose 38-24. I don't know what's going on there in Cleveland, but there's going to be some head coaching changes going on here real soon across the NFL, to say the least. And those were your major games. They go on to beat the Redskins 37-27, so they're right there with Dallas. They play this week. That's going to be the game, Captain. If Dallas wins, they're pretty much going to win the NFC East. And if Philly wins, then they'll come down the last week to see what's going to happen there.
Time for a little hot stove stuff. How about them Yankees and what they signed, the pitcher they signed last week?
Yeah, Garrett Cole, man. What
holy smokes.
Man, the money these guys are making now, it's gotten crazy, hasn't it, Captain, to say the least? I mean, jeez.
Well,
but, hey, how about...
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to say, you know, our friend Joe Madden out there with the L.A. Angels getting Rendon from the Washington Nationals. That kid, he's a gamer, man. He's a spark plug. He's going to do a lot. He's going to do a lot out there with the
you
Angels.
Know that Madden Joe Madden is going to turn that team around.
Oh, yeah, no question.
He knows too much about the L.A. Angels organization. He was the logical replacement for Mike Socha had he stuck around. Now he's back under different circumstances, but give him a couple of years. I don't think he'll do it quite this year, but give him a couple of years, and they'll be right back where they were.
I agree. I agree with you 100%, Captain. You know, speaking about a good old baseball, Corey Kluber from the Indians goes out to the Texas Rangers. So, I mean, the kid was a gamer for the Cleveland Indians. Matter of fact, he won the Cy Young Award twice. So, he's a good player, and that's going to help them out, okay? Now, the Dodgers, they're trying to get Lindor from the Cleveland Indians. They're really going to try to dismantle that team. See, I knew this was their year. The Indians, if they could have done some damage, but look, give credit to Rocco Baldelli and the Minnesota Twins for winning that division. So that's, you know, that's pretty much what's going on in the world of baseball right now. And, you know, looking forward to spring training, starting down here in Florida, and I'm excited about that. But there's still a lot of football left from the college to the pro.
Yeah, pitchers and
catchers. How about that Army-Navy game, Captain?
Well, yeah, and Navy had the better team on that day. It was a shame that Army didn't show up to play. But then again, I think Navy had some inspiration, and that was the fact that they hadn't had that trophy in 3 years.
That, and they're just a better team this year. Their seniors are a little bit better than Army's, and it showed. And, you know, this is going to be the first time in a long time that a military academy school is going to be in the top 20, which is great. And I'm really excited about it. So, good stuff. Good stuff out there.
Well, Navy started out at number 23, I think.
Yeah, but winning that game, and they'll move up. If they win their bowl game, which I think they will, they'll be in the top.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to break when we come back. Patrick's going to get a chance to do his one more thing moment and then tell you about what it is that he does. In the meantime, I will be right back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Not going anywhere. Coming right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Let me tell you where I'm going to be on Saturday, December the 28th. I'll be there from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Two Guys Gun Show in Sarasota at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds there at Robarts Arena. I will have a special guest with me. You're going to want to stop by and see who that special guest might happen to be. And I will tell you right now that the Two Guys Gun Show is famous for the private collections that they have there of World War I, World War II, Civil War, Vietnam era weapons. And you won't find those collections at other Florida gun shows, only Two Guys Gun Show. And remember, you can certainly take advantage of the concealed carry classes that they offer there and get your concealed carry permit while you're there. No big deal there. You just come in, sign up, and then when they offer the class or whatever time they're going to do it, you stick around, you get it done, and you're in like Flynn. Of course, now here's the other thing. Let's put it this way. You get your certificate, then you have to make your application through the sheriff's office and pay them their money for the concealed carry. But But. TwoGuysShows.com is the website, TwoGuysShows.com, and it'll be December the 28th, December the 29th, 2 days, but I will be there Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and looking forward to seeing many of my great Sarasota friends down there, as well as my friends from Lakewood Ranch and Venice and Englewood and Port Charlotte and even Sarasota, or I'm sorry, even St. Pete and Tampa. Come on down. Get in on the fun down there, because you never know what you're going to find. All right, back to Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback on Mondays and Fridays. Now, what is your big takeaway for the day of what transpired over the weekend? Go.
Well, the biggest thing is that, nothing really changed that much in the playoff picture of everything. Everything's still pretty much status quo the same. And it's going to come down to this week and the following week after to see what happens. So that's pretty much it in the NFL world. And but I think we're going to have an exciting playoff season. I really do. And I think the bowl games are very competitive this year. At least I hope so. The matchups are more in tune with the rankings of each school, except for the Orange Bowl, where you have Virginia playing Florida. So we're going to see what turns out there.
How about Florida State? How the heck did Florida State get in the bowl game?
Well, they won six games, Captain. They have 40 bowl games now, so you need 80 schools, and there's only 117. So there you go. If you make the top 80, you're going to get to a bowl game. So it's interesting.
And their interim coach is going to coach that game before the new head coach takes over next season.
Right. Yeah, that's correct. But he retained Odell Hagans, Captain. Good point you just made. The head coach from Memphis, Norvell, retained Odell Hagans to stay on the staff, which was a smart move. That guy's been there since the Bobby Bowden era, and a lot of people like him. He's a fixture up there in Tallahassee, so he'll do very well. And I'm excited to see what's going to transpire up there in Florida State. Florida's doing better. We'll see if Miami can get back to prominence down the road here, and then you'll have the big three. But, USF, it's a new head coach, too, Mr. Scott. People remember Brad Scott with the South Carolina Gamecocks. Well, it's his son. He was the offensive coordinator for the Clemson Tigers, and now he'll be the head coach at USF. He's been a winner everywhere he's gone, so let's hope he can do that here, Captain.
Yeah, well, Florida State got a coach. Their new interim coach was named, where did he come from? Clemson, right?
No, Memphis. Mike Norvell.
Memphis. Who's the one that went from Clemson? Where'd they go, USF?
Yeah, USF. Yep. Mr. Scott. Yep.
Okay.
So it'll be great. I think he'll do well here at USF. I really hope he will.
Okay.
I hope he stays for a while. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, now go ahead and tell us what you do.
Oh, yeah, Captain. I help out people with their insurance needs, every day. I'm here to help. My phone number is 813-966-1052. If you're having any concerns or if you're looking to better your insurance position, give me a call. I probably can be of assistance to you, or you're going to be in a good position. So the bottom line is, Captain, you're either going to gain one way by meeting with me, and that's getting something better for yourself, or I'm going to reiterate that what you have is fine, so you're going to have peace of mind. Either way, that's what I'm all about, giving you peace of mind and getting the best plan for you, to fit you at the best price. So that's what you can gain by calling Patrick Hyland at 813-966-1052. And I'm here to help, Captain. I helped you out, helped out a lot of our personal friends. That's what I do.
Now hold on a minute, because I want to ask you one more question which just came to mind and I forgot to ask it to you earlier. What do you think about the Army cadets being accused of flashing a white power symbol at the Army-Navy game, prompting an investigation, which is the same symbol that Barack Obama used, that Joe Biden used, that Hillary Clinton used, the same exact hand gesture that they used? What the hell?
It's getting silly, Captain.
Stupid is more like it. Never mind the silly. It's stupid.
Well, it's everything so over-the-top PC now that it's offensive. It's making our nation weaker. You know the old saying, Captain, your weakest link is how strong of an organization you are. Well, we're getting weaker in this country, and we better wake up, okay? Yeah, there's a time to have some common courtesy, and just being right doesn't mean it needs to be said. I get all that. But what I don't get is when we go over the top and start accusing people of doing the same thing, but But since they're not on my side of the aisle, then they're wrong and they're bad. The hypocrisy has gotten so ridiculous. The freedom of speech now, it's okay if it doesn't offend certain people, then it's okay. But if it does offend you, well, that you should be able to handle it. It's just hypocrisy and nonsense at its finest. Look at two things, Captain. Time Magazine puts that girl on their cover. Really? Are you kidding me? And then Sports Illustrated, their wonderful wisdom, puts Megan Rapinoe, the soccer gal who was always complaining and crying all the time.
Gotta let you go. It's time for me to run. See you Friday. Unless I see you for lunch tomorrow. All right. Might see him for lunch tomorrow. Who knows? Sometimes he shows up at Mission Barbecue. I never know if he's going to be there or not. By the way, this final portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Time to take a look at the beach and boating forecast. Alrighty, here we go for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Now, today it's going to be breezy in the morning. Going to be nice in the afternoon. The winds this morning start out of the southeast at about 15 knots or thereabouts. This afternoon, they'll turn to the south and slow down to about 10 knots. Then we'll have seas 2 to 3 feet. Got a moderate chop this morning, a light chop this afternoon. Now, it's 70 degrees both in the Gulf and the Bay. We had our high tide at 3:17 a.m. Our low tide is coming at 11:32 a.m. And keep in mind, the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, we have got 206 locations in the Freedom Boat Club all across the United States of America, many of which where you're listening to me right now. 3 in Canada, 6 in France, that's right, I said 6 in France, 1 in the United Kingdom, 1 in Australia. And the Freedom Boat Club here in Tampa Bay is the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization with 430 boats, 28 ports. Coming in 2020, 200 more boats, 20 more ports. And by the way, they're going to go right up 441 northwest of Orlando all the way up to Gainesville. Holy smokes. Talk about adding some ports and some boats. So think about this for a second. If you decide right now to become a member of the Freedom Boat Club, one size fits all in the discount. Hold on to your socks. You get $2,000 off the membership fee, the one-time membership fee. You get $2,000 off the membership fee. All you do is pay the balance due, and boom, you're in like Flynn. After that, you get a monthly charge for being a Freedom Boat Club member. Now, keep in mind, your membership also gives you reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat Club locations. You join here, Tampa Bay, you go wherever you want in the system after that. Now go to freedomboatclubtampabay.com, the website again, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, that's 855-FREEDOM, to find out more, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Now here's the deal. They started out with us 3 years ago with 100 boats and 10 ports. Now they've got 28 ports and 430 boats. Talk about growth. Man, that's it. Success story extraordinaire. Happy to be a small part of it here on the Captain's America Third Watch. All right. Don't forget my buddies at Dominic's Blinds either. Get a chance to stop by down there. They'll do it right, too. Right there in Sarasota. Remember, it's all about we the people here on this program. They're down there on Clark Road at McIntosh. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. I'll be right back tonight with more as we move along. And I guarantee you, we'll still be talking about impeachment and all this other stuff. Maybe something else will break in. Have a great day. I'll see you all later. Be safe.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now. And you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever. And you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.